Some Israeli lawmakers want to know if government officials broke the law by promoting Jewish settlements in the West Bank. A report commissioned by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon finds that some of the outposts were established on privately owned Palestinian land. And members of Sharon's opposition are now calling for a criminal investigation. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
For years, critics have struggled to dispel the myth that the settlement outposts are the work of a small group of young radical Israelis. With this report by former prosecutor Talia Sasson, they say there's finally official confirmation that the seizing of West Bank land for illegal settlement outposts involved a complex array of government support and secret funding. After 6 months of digging into the facts behind the outpost enterprise, Sasson says she's still not confident she knows how many outposts are out there, but there are at least 105, 24 of which were established since Prime Minister Sharon took office. Sharon has repeatedly promised to dismantle the outposts, which typically start as a few trailers and then grow to more permanent status. Sasson singled out the Ministries of Defense and Housing, as well as the quasi-governmental World Zionist Organization, as prime players in what the report describes as institutionalized lawbreaking. She says at the Housing Ministry, for instance, hundreds of trailers were purchased and distributed without proper authorization, and electricity and water were supplied to those trailers.
The Ministry of Housing financed infrastructure and the public building, all with knowing that the outposts were illegal. Above all, the department was indifferent to the fact that the land on which the outposts were established was sometimes Palestinian or surveyed lands.
Despite the fact that her assignment came from the top, Sasson had trouble getting answers from various ministries. Other officials say it was only after a new housing minister from the Labor Party took over that the information began to flow. Defense ministers from both the right-wing Likud and center-left Labor parties were found not to have issued demolition orders for illegal outposts. Sasson said a deputy defense minister was, in effect, the settlers' representative, promoting new outposts and declaring them legal, even though that was far outside his authority or job description. In general, she said certain public officials were guilty of blatant legal violations, and she said all her information would be forwarded to the Attorney General to see if indictments are warranted. Sasson did not single out Sharon for criticism, but settlers and their supporters immediately pointed to the Prime Minister. Former Cabinet Minister Uzi Landau called the report total hypocrisy and said Sharon was one of the founding fathers of the outposts. Settler advocate Shaul Goldstein said Sharon was deeply involved from the beginning.
It's obvious that the one who sent us to do so in order to protect our roads and land is the Prime Minister. He should look in the mirror and ask himself why and how he did it.
Longtime settlement critic Dror Etkes is somewhat bemused by the report. He agrees with everything in it, but says the settlers are right to contend that there's not much going on here that hasn't gone on for decades at hundreds of larger settlements that he says are also illegal under international law, if not under Israeli statute. Etkes says the real test for the Israeli democracy is not whether it can dismantle these outposts, but whether it can reverse the process of planning its citizens in occupied Palestinian territory in an effort to make a viable Palestinian state impossible.
The game is the same game which they play since now 35 years. Once you have a Jew living somewhere, then immediately he's entitled to all the rights and all the services and the defense and everything. And then by living there, he's basically pulling the Israeli state, which is not able to say no.
Israeli analysts say one question now is whether the Bush administration will step up pressure on Israel to freeze settlement activity, or whether it will wait while Sharon tries to remove the settlements from the Gaza Strip this summer. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.